All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, X-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FYF Friday on The Usual Suspects, and everybody present and accounted for in the studio, hopefully out there in the big city. And we'll take you for the next 3 hours as we talk sports and a whole bunch of other stuff, leading you into a big weekend of football for sure if you're a Texans fan, and lots of other things. Fellas,
what
is going on?
What's up?
I mean, how y'all doing? Less than a day after Cream City G.
Oh, we know what the name is.
I think Cream City Hammer is better.
No, I think it's the Crimsicle.
No, that's because you are one of making it sexual connotations that don't. It's not going to work.
I think Taylor was right. I think he was spot on about your name. And it should be the Crimsicle.
He didn't say that was it, and you just kind of decided to create that monster. ICB would agree with me.
Okay, first of all, not the. It's a boom boom. I already have a rap name. Second of all, I'm in a bad mood. And the reason I'm in a bad mood is because I benched Lamar Jackson.
He texted me last night during this fiasco.
I'm so pissed.
What did Sigmund tell you to do?
Bench Lamar Jackson.
See, that's where you shouldn't have opened
your mouth. Damn you, Sigmund.
That's where you shouldn't have opened your mouth, Nicholas, because we keep telling you how great Sigmund is. And Sigmund told Barry.
He told the whole world. It's not a secret.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though.
I asked him. I mean, we started off the whole segment with now, Sig, look, I got Watson. I got Jackson, I don't know who to start. Jackson's got the quad. Should I? It's the Jets. It's the Titans. He was like, Deshaun Watson is my number one quarterback in football, in fantasy football. If you've got him, you start him over everybody else.
Here's what we need to do. We need to get you back to thinking that you were eliminated last week. Just let it go.
It was his biggest fantasy output of the year. Oh, boy.
Hey, did you see the fact that they're calling it the Jackson 5 because he had 5 touchdowns last night for the Ravens?
I don't need you to rub it in with the exact. He had over 37 points.
Did you see that he added like over 80 yards rushing and broke the all-time quarterback rushing record? So the rushing yards plus the 5 touchdowns plus the passing yards? And that's a pretty big game, Nick.
Boy, I mean, your emotions in fantasy have been, man, I lost. Wait, I'm still in it. Dang, this is terrible.
Do you realize I was 20 points down, 37 to get the week started would have been sexual. I would have just, oh, yes.
Instead, Barry sent a hyperbaric chamber to Will Fuller this morning to hopefully
and
get him to play.
I've got a hope that Deshaun Watson can somehow find the end zone 5 times against a really good Titans defense. I'm so screwed. Oh, and then I tweeted about it. And then, of course, I had to hear all the idiots on Twitter be like, well, why did you do something stupid like that? Because I was going to start him. I had left him. That's the sad thing is in the other league I'm in on Yahoo, it's AJ's league, that I'm out of the playoffs. I started him. So I would have definitely, you know, kept going. Oh, and then AJ's like, well, that's what you dumbass gets for not trading Deshaun Watson when you knew Lamar Jackson was in God mode and you could have picked up some. I'm not helping another team in the league by giving them Deshaun Watson.
Depends on what you got back.
I didn't need anything. My team was stout.
Evidently, it's so stout you didn't make the playoffs.
No, I'm talking about in the ESPN league, the one I did make the playoffs in. That's where he was saying I should have traded Watson. I'm not giving Watson. I'm not helping anybody else.
Well, you don't you don't want to risk the fact that if one guy gets hurt, you got the backup plan.
Right. That's it. That's it too. You got a running quarterback that you don't know what they're going to do. And oh, boy.
That's how I got screwed. I had Breeze go down. And I was like, oh,
hyperventilating last night. Watching that. Going, oh, my God, no. Not good. Deshaun Watson better score 1,050 points.
Good luck with that.
I swear, if he lays an egg and scores like 10.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just watching the game going, why am I watching this? I should just stop watching this.
I was livid.
It's like a car
wreck. I watched the whole game.
It's like driving down the highway and seeing a car wreck. You can't just go by at 55 or more. You're like, hey, what happened there?
What's crazy is it was exactly like Sigmund said it would go. So I'm hoping that he knows something we don't know about Deshaun Watson, because he said he's probably going to score a lot. He'll be out by the fourth quarter, but he'll be responsible for most of the scoring, but he still won't play in the entire fourth quarter, which is exactly what happened, except 5 touchdowns, 37 fantasy points.
I think also it's the second time he's done such a thing in the past month.
Third time he scored 5 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, second in a
third
month.
Third time, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why? Oh, boy. And I shouldn't have even tweeted it, because people were like, you're a dumbass. And then that was infuriating me.
Oh, I got people.
Because I was like, I wanted to.
I got people tweeting me going, please tell me you're going to bring this up to Barry. Please tell me you're going to bring this up to Barry. And I'm like,
yeah, you bunch of jerks.
I didn't say I would. Oh, I just liked their tweets. Okay. Well, we're starting off on a right note there. Nick, you're, by the way, the only one that matters in fantasy football, because you're actually with a legitimate chance to win it all, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, no, you are too. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Well, if I would have started Lamar Jackson, I probably would have.
Who are you playing against? Who's their quarterback?
Josh Bird. I don't know.
No, it's Courtney Bell.
Well, and Courtney Bell.
Yeah, let's be straight. It's Courtney.
Because Josh was like, well, I'm glad you listened to Sigmund. Josh. All right?
Who is she playing against you?
Let's see. Who am I matched up against? Because I think it's Drew Brees.
Oh, well, that could be a problem.
It is Drew Brees.
Yeah, that could be a problem. If you were playing Josh Allen or something like that, but you're fine.
So I have Watson. I have Fournette and Lindsay.
No.
Okay. It's KC's defense and Oakland's defense. I like those odds. I have Tyreek Hill and Julio Jones. San Francisco defense facing the Falcons, not good. Zach Ertz, Allen Robinson, Seattle's defense, and Greg Zuerlein. That's a stout.
Why? Don't ask us. I mean, you're already telling us what you got.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, that's a good, like, I would go to war with that lineup every day of the week in fantasy. Tyreek Hill and Julio Jones as my receivers. He's got Drew Brees.
I'm not big on your running back.
Listen, what, Fournette and Lindsay?
Yeah.
I mean.
It depends on who you're going
against.
Well,
you're not going to have studs at every position.
I get it. But who Fournette, you going against? Well, see, what I would have said is you could have traded one of those quarterbacks for some better running backs. You'd have been better off.
I'm going against Derrick Henry and Mostert from San Francisco. And then
Who's his receivers?
Michael Thomas and Sanders.
Boy.
I'm not worried about Emmanuel Sanders as much.
Ooh. Just make sure he doesn't throw for one. I benched him last week and watched him go off for 30-some.
He's got Hooper, Westbrook, New England's defense, and Prater for Detroit.
You know, consolation prizes aren't bad.
You know, last week, he couldn't have been luckier as far as points scored and stuff. Like, everybody went for 20. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
But. Well, it looks like we did our job. We got Barry angry from the start.
That's always good.
We'll look forward to hour two and
pile
see if we can get him aggravated
for
something else.
First of all, don't sell yourself short. This isn't going to last for just an hour.
I was already angry.
I should be the one angry. I locked my keys in the car right before the show.
Really?
Yeah, it's locked in my car right now in the parking lot.
Are you calling somebody or how?
My brother's going to take care of it.
I bet he is.
So who should be more angry, Barry? Me getting my keys locked in the car or your fantasy team?
Me.
Your baby.
Me. I should be sitting on 37 points with one start.
Whatever. Yeah, so Nick and Joel with the usual suspects on an F Yeah Friday, occasionally angry.
Oh, it's Joel and the crew.
Who would say something like that?
I don't know, Scab.
713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also reach us via Twitter at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. As we get through an FEF Friday, our comedian of the week is a very well known comedian here in the Houston area. Barry, give us a little backstory on Mr. Wessling.
Yeah, John Wessling, our comedian of the week. His album was released this week. You can get it everywhere, anywhere you buy comedy albums, iTunes, Google Play, and all that. It's called Warm at First. I don't even want to know what that means. But yeah, John, as you know, he had a show on, he was actually the Houston game day co-host before I took over. In fact, I think I filled his spot because he had moved on to work with Adam Clanton, your boy.
Not mine.
On 1560, yours. And then they couldn't get along, and then that went.
Wait, what?
What? Somebody couldn't get along with Adam Clanton?
I love John Wesley.
There's like two guys in this industry, in this town, that people just don't seem to get along with, and Clanton's one of them.
I just hope I spelled Wesling's name right this time.
Oh, no. Did you do it wrong?
I scheduled it already, so it's too late.
Okay.
I can't go back.
Well, yeah, so we'll have clips from John, and of course, he tours the country headlining, and he's one of my friends and one of my mentors in the business. He helped me a lot.
You travel with him every now and then, right?
We do, yeah. I was when I was last in El Paso, I featured for him. So, yeah, he is the guy that – he's one of the few guys I go to. Him, Billy D, and Andy Huggins are the three guys that I'll say, hey, you know, I've got this. I can't figure this out. I've never had to do this before. So those three guys helped me out, and John quite a bit. So our comedian of the week. And if you have a chance, go get his album. Warm It First.
Absolutely. Support the local people doing big things nationally, and that's a big deal. So if you can support John, we'd appreciate it, especially after hearing the clips and realizing – very, very funny dude. So we would appreciate it. I'm sure he would too. So check that out. So we've got a lot of show to get to. Sarah Barshop, as she always does, should stop in for 3:30. Talk about that big Texans-Titans game, as she will be covering that for ESPN. So we will get some insight from her as well. And, of course, your calls and participation via Twitter and text are always appreciated. So we look forward to you being a part of the show as well. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you, we all know it's the holiday season, and a lot of you have sports fans on your list, and a lot of them are Rockets fans. Here's the greatest way you can take care of them this holiday season. You give the gift of Houston Rockets basketball, and there's many ways you can do it. Tickets, brand new gear, kids club memberships. There's all these different options for you for the different age groups and the different people that you want to take care of. And boy, are they going to be happy, because the holiday packs that are available with tickets give you the opportunity to see five great games at one great price. And every package also comes with a gift card to the Rockets team shop. You get gear, you get tickets, and you're probably going to be invited to be a part of it and go to the games with whoever you're giving the package to. So you've got to be ecstatic about that all the way around. The team shop is stocked up for the holidays. They've got everything you need. The latest jerseys and jackets and shirts and hats and kids and women's apparel, novelty items, and so much more. Stop in right there at Toyota Center, maybe while you're going to one of the games. And for the young Rockets fan on your list, Kids Club memberships make the perfect stocking stuffer. Membership coming with two tickets to a game, lots of cool Rockets swag, and additional season-long perks. What else do you need? They'll take care of it. All you got to do is head to rockets.com for all your holiday needs today. Check it out. And of course, always stop by Toyota Center and the Rocket Shop when you get a chance.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made.
For details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
See, I'm going to do my best to keep it clean here tonight, because I know I think some people may have even brought their own children here into this show tonight. And I just hope that you understand. I hope that you, as an audience, appreciate that I'm going to work harder to not curse in front of your children than I do in front of my own. Right? Toothpaste out of the tube at my house. That ship already sailed. They've already heard all the good ones. And the funny part is, look, I'm a professional stand-up comic, right? And my wife, she's the one with the potty mouth. Right? Like, I did radio for years. I know how to not say the bad words. Okay? My wife, she just lets them fly. I'm like, babe, look, I know we're cool and all, but you got to watch that language or we're going to get in trouble. And she's like, huh? What do you mean we're going to get in trouble? And I was like, well, baby, I thought we were in this together. She's like, who's going to get in trouble, though? The nationally touring stand-up comic with filthy language all over the internet? Or this sweet stay-at-home mother of four? Who are they going to believe, sucker? I was like, I'm catching a rap for this.
There he is. First clip from John Wesling. Barry gave you a little of the backstory, but I love supporting a guy like this that's been there, done that in terms of where we are and where you are and what he's doing and with this album. And
it's the whole reason I wanted to do the Friday thing for the comedians. I mean, there's, we got a lot of talent locally, and you know, I need to go back and look. I thought about doing that and just seeing how many comics we've featured on the show since we started doing it. But I'm willing to bet you it's close to at least 75.
Yeah, because we've done it for over 2 years now, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's, you know, 52 weeks in a year. But there's some that we've duplicated or some weeks that we've missed. But I'd be willing to bet you we're close to 75 comics that we've played clips of theirs on the show and exposed them to a broader audience, especially locally since they're local comics. So it's the whole point. It's the whole reason of doing it is for their exposure.
Well, and the other thing is how can you not – well, Billy D's the same way. How can you not – support a guy that you have so much in common with.
Right.
I mean, you guys have, for all the reasons that you've said, he and I hate the same people and we've done the same job. I mean, those are the kind of things where you go, you know what? That's definitely someone I want to support.
Yeah.
So, like Barry said, go out and get the album and check that out, but as well, enjoy the clips today. As good finish to the week with comedy with Taylor yesterday and John today. So
Taylor was a lot of fun yesterday. Taylor Williams.
He really was.
Yeah.
Good dude. A lot of fun. And, because of it, the spinoff rap name thing had a life of its own. And, of course, because I hate Pink Valkyrie now, because I actually had to reach out to my friends at the Bucks to go, see what you did to me? Indirectly, this is all your fault.
Because the cream
city. And my buddy that's the PR guy for the Bucks goes, what are you talking about? I go, you guys come up with this ridiculous name no one's ever heard before for your team and your city and Cream City. Then my listeners take it upon themselves to not only tag me with it, but then because on our show we decided to come up with a rap name for me, I get Cream City G or Cream City, and he goes, hey, I like Cream City Hammer. I go, no one asked you. I asked you not to put it on the front of a jersey and create a false name and reputation for my hometown.
Cream City Hammer is pretty good, though.
People like it.
Yeah. Now, Creamsicle was the other one that Taylor Williamson. Taylor suggested Creamsicle, and Nick loved that. I think it's well, I'm going to do the poll today so we can decide what the final name is. But I think we'll combine because people wanted the Hammer and Cream City G. So, and I really like Cream City G, but we'll go with Cream City Hammer versus Creamsicle.
If that's what you wish to do, I will not in any way, shape, or
form. And I'm just going to tell you, I hope it's Cream City Hammer.
I'm going to put the disclaimer on it right now. The thoughts and views put forth by Barry Laminek in his poll are not any that I completely agree with or participate with in any way, shape, or form.
So, I mean, I don't want it to be Creamsicle.
I don't think
that's a good hip-hop name.
So why would you put it there?
That's like if you rap, you'd rap like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
Jeez, see? Why everybody's got to put all this on me. I mean, all right, fine,
like,
whatever.
You know, you remember Lamar rapping in Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, I do. And it's,
at least you know how to throw a javelin.
Javelin, poles, whatever it is, I'm not going to win. So there's that. Yay, me. But
speaking of that, I deserve my own. our promotions guy, James. He tweeted out, based on the fantasy stuff, he said, your rap name is Boom Boom, your fantasy name is Bust Bust.
Very good.
I hate you so much, James.
Very well played.
I hate you for that being so good.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty damn good. So
there's that.
We cursed Nick.
Yeah, we're going to have enough time now to be able to get Nick's rap name out of the way today. So now you guys can put your thinking caps on and get the unicorn a new nickname.
Whatever you, I'm ready. Whatever
so you, guys. You were out, but I told him the way it's going to go down is I'm going to do a poll today, and it's going to be the vote's going to be between we're going to combine Cream City G and the Hammer, so it's going to be the Cream City Hammer or Creamsicle, which is I know the one you love.
I really like that
Taylor
one, yeah.
Williamson threw that one out, and you're like, oh, man. That's it. So that'll be the ones that we'll vote for, Nicholas. So.
I already said that then, Nick, you need to cut a disclaimer with the audio guy that says the thoughts and polls of Barry Laminack do not reflect the thoughts of Joel Blank.
No disclaimer needed. Nope.
Ah. See?
Just,
okay.
We're just doing it. You know what?
Good luck.
Will you do it from the ESPN account and I'll just retweet it?
Absolutely.
Now he's like, okay, you've crossed the line now.
Several. Yeah, not just one. Several.
Ask me once in on this, too.
You want in on the rap names or the vote?
She said, whatever. We'll give you a rap name, Esme.
I just want, yeah, we'll get you a rap name, Esme.
Esme, tell him that Creamsicle for me is not a good rap
name. It's a fantastic name.
Yeah. It's terrible. Cream City Hammer.
Now, Chris on Twitter said, I have an idea. Y'all make NFL picks this week, and whoever loses has to change their Twitter handle to their rap name.
No.
I mean, I'm okay with that. No, there's already a Boom Boom on Twitter.
You wouldn't change Barry is Funny.
To Boom Boom? For a week, wouldn't. I would, yeah.
Oh, for a week? Would. But you might not get Barry is Funny back.
What are you talking about? It's going to be Boom Boom is Funny.
That's true. I might lose Barry is Funny, huh?
You really will. I've done that before.
Would you change it to Lamar Jackson is my bitch?
No. No, I'm Lamar Jackson's
bitch. You're Lamar Jackson's bitch.
Yeah, I'm Lamar Jackson's bitch. Yeah, you're right. I can't lose Barry is Funny. No, that's my branding and all that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can't do that.
Let's do it. He's got a spreadsheet and everything. I'm in. Yeah, let's do it. Because once you crap the bed in your fantasy championship and you continue to lose yours.
You're not even in the playoffs.
That's why I'm waiting for it.
You're a player hating from the sidelines. Yeah. You can't.
Misery loves company. When you come over to the dark side with me, that'll be all fun and games then, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So the rap name for Nick's coming.
Yeah, we'll figure that out at some point. Demetrius said he's going to have his TSA or prayer for Deshaun Watson, so I'll be victorious this weekend. So thank you, Demetrius. I appreciate that.
I kind of think Demetrius is hoping for that anyway for the Texans' sake of things.
Right.
Instead of just for you.
I think everybody's hoping that for the Texans' sake. So did you watch the whole game last night, though?
Whole game? No.
When did you bail?
I was back and forth. I watched early, and then I saw that it was getting out of hand. When I saw Sam Darnold throw that ridiculous interception in the red zone,
that dude,
I was like, okay. And then when they went for it on fourth and one, and he got rushed and just threw it up, and I was like, okay, this is bad football.
Jets can't do wrong right now.
Right.
And they're a bad football team, and, I mean, the Ravens covered, which I didn't think was going to happen. But that was a dominant. I mean, it's the best team in football over one of the worst teams in football, and it showed.
Who wants Le'Veon Bell, by the way? ESPN saying that they're ready to dump out on him and trade him after this year, unless the Steelers have a change of feelings about him.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Because they had inquired about trading for him before the trade deadline. But I mean, with that contract and with the numbers he put up this year, who the hell's going to trade for that?
I think last night was his most rushing yards of the year. But I think that a lot of that has to do with that bad offensive line. And it's a bad offense. No one's scared of Sam Darnold, so you know you can just load up the box and not have to worry about him beating you. You just don't let Le'Veon Bell beat you, and you're good. And that's exactly what teams have been doing all year.
You're right about the line. Yeah, and that's been a huge issue all year. And the difference is just look across the two teams. The fact that Lamar Jackson gets enough line play and not just him but Ingram to be able to rush the way they rush, and then you look at how rushed everything is for the Jets. I'd be shocked, but it looks like Gase is going to keep his job. But man, I mean, if you're really already willing to dump out on Le'Veon Bell, what does that say?
And you talk about how, I mean, when you look at Lamar Jackson and the box scores with Sam Darnold, and you talk about how efficient he was, 15 of 23, he only threw for 212 yards. Darnold threw for more yards, 218 yards, but he had 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Just unbelievable the performance he turned in and how efficient it was. It wasn't prolific necessarily from a yardage standpoint. Super efficient, though.
It's hard to figure out what Sam Darnold is because of the fact that there's so many shortcomings around him.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, half hour in the books. As we continue to roll on, we'll continue with hour number one of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. Call that number, text that number, and, of course, hit us up on Twitter. Back in just a few minutes on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Second half hour starts right now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, and Nick's brother making an appearance in studio. So now, instead of just a rap name for Nick, we're also going to need a group name for a family venture like Sharara Gugu.
Gugu? Really?
Instead of Kasha Gugu, the one-hit wonders could be Sharara Gugu.
What did you laugh at in the break? What was so funny?
that.
Really? That was, I thought I like it was a rap that. Name.
I like Sharara Gugu.
Somebody came up with a lame rap name on Twitter. It was like, no, that's not going
to be. I'm interested to hear all of them.
No, it was too easy. What does Nick rhyme with? Starts with a D.
Dick.
Yeah.
Short like, for Richard.
It's too easy.
Real Don't, short in this
we
case.
Need to be more creative than that. It's just, Cream that was- City G, because people were like, shooting blanks. Like, bro, that's lame. No one, that's a lame-ass rap name. He's heard it a million times.
I was
going
to say, was it year one that I had to go through all of them?
Yeah.
Blank check, fill in the blank, drawing a blank, blank mind, blank man. I've heard them all
if
before.
You're gonna do
They're
it,
still not funny.
Be creative. So Cream City G was super creative.
No, it wasn't.
Even though you don't like it, it was creative. Yes.
I don't think any of us is supposed to like our rap name.
It's probably
in this
true.
Dynamic,
well, at least I got
ICB
to pick mine.
Didn't like his.
I got to pick mine at least.
I'm going with ICB.
ICB?
I
no,
like ICB
I
too. Boom,
yeah,
boom.
I'm going ICB.
I already have a rap name. You can't give me another one. I'm not
No, just
Prince.
Because you created your own rap name.
It's. I'm sorry, but it exists. You can't give me something that I already have.
Okay, guess what? Well, I already had a rap name too. I was Jay Bizzle, and that's what I'm going with, and so you oh can't call God. Me the Cream
City
just, G.
You so can't just, you just make can't up do that. That. That's
you
not
did?
How it works, sir.
Bro, Boom Boom has been a bit on
no,
this
we'll
show.
No, we'll get a 2.0.
It's a legitimate rap name that we'll get, I went by in high school.
We'll get another version.
I went to download the album last night. I couldn't find it. Unless it was professional, well, I can say I created my rap got, name years ago, too.
Once I got booed off the stage at Kokomo's, it was all downhill from there. I didn't. That's when I decided to just make beats.
That didn't happen.
Huh?
That didn't happen.
It totally happened.
Yeah,
you got booed off? Oh, yeah, you have
yeah.
told this story.
Yeah, I totally, yeah. That's when I was like, you know what? I'll just be a backup dancer and make the beats. And that's what I did. After that. So, yeah, trust me. It existed. So, Jay Bizzle did not exist until you just decided you didn't want to
oh,
be
Oh, no, I've been called
Cream
that
City
for
Hammer.
A long time by friends and stuff like that. But if it could do anything to prevent me from having to deal with the moniker of Cream City anything, I would probably go to it.
Well, Christina's mad because she wanted Cream City G and we modified it to the Cream City Hammer.
She went so far as to create... And doctor up a picture so that I looked like
Cream City
G. With a big chain
it was
with a
really,
G on it.
It was really just the white guy from Malibu's Most Wanted with Joel's face on it. That's all it was.
AJ
it
likes right. Cream Suckle, so.
Cream Suckle?
Yeah.
Arthur AJ said does? That?
Yep.
Arthur said that.
AJ
don't,
said that.
Yeah, don't get us started on rap names for him.
Cream Suckle, that's what he put. And I'm a big fan of that.
He texted
too.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for texting Cream in, Suckle. AJ. No one asked you, okay? Stick to billboards and substitutes.
No, we like your participation. As long as you're making fun of Joel and Barry, that's fantastic.
Look, Sharara Gugu, your day is coming too. Today is the day. You're going to get several, and you're going to understand just how annoying these people can be.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
All right. By the way, just a quick, brief shout out for Commissioner David Stern.
Right?
Yeah, was at a restaurant yesterday in New York. The emergency call came in. They rushed him to the hospital. Had a brain hemorrhage.
Damn.
Had to do surgery. He's still hospitalized. They don't know his condition. I've said this to you guys before. He's the greatest commissioner in the history of sport, in my opinion. Him and Pete Rozelle were kind of neck and neck.
Pete Rozelle was pretty high up
those
there
two
too.
Guys. But in our era, in our day, I just think that what David Stern was able to do to completely reinvent the NBA.
Resurrect it.
Exactly. Yeah. With everything that he did and with the way that he got the NBA to just take off into the billion-dollar industry, I just think he was fantastic. So,
do you think some of that was inevitable, though, that he was just right place, right time? And I'm not trying to disparage the good name of David Stern.
I think that...
But when you look at... I mean, David Stern had nothing to do with Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah, and they say the passing of the torch. It was
Magic
gone
and-
when you saw the end of Magic, Bird, and Doc. And then all of a sudden, you had... You know, Jordan and then the succession after Jordan when you had Kobe and you had then it was LeBron and KD.
But Jordan, I feel like more than anybody took the NBA to the next level. I mean.
Well, if you want to say that, I'll tell you who else did.
He was like, I mean, let's be real. Jordan, people knew what the NBA was with Bird and Magic and all that and Showtime Lakers and the rivalries. But Jordan made it global.
He elevated
people,
it. Yeah.
People, he's like Tiger Woods. Like Tiger Woods took golf to a whole other level.
That's an interesting comment
it's a good,
you make.
It's a good debate.
Because the one thing that comes to my mind then is maybe don't give the NBA total credit because Nike should get credit for making it worldwide. Because I remember I was a ball boy and I ran the visiting team locker room when Jordan's rookie year. It was like the biggest story on the planet when we were unloading all of the bags and stuff what was Jordan's shoes. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the league had rules that he was intentionally violating, and, mm-hmm. and Nike was going to pay the fine, but instead of wearing white-based tennis shoes, he had the red and black ones. He had the black ones with just the a red OGs. Stripe. And I remember it was like top secret when we were lining up the uniforms and getting the locker room ready. It was like, damn, if I could go out and sell what I got in my hands right now, if you could see what he's got in his bag that are like these top secret Nike versions of what they were going to do to push the envelope. And that helped to make, obviously, you have to be able to play. And he's the greatest player, in my opinion, that ever played the game. But the fact that to get started in the league, that was as big a story as anything he did on the floor. That's what helped to make him worldwide.
Well, also, you know,
I would agree with that.
But, obviously David Stern, he didn't have anything to do with Michael Jordan's greatness. He obviously is the one who brought that out. But to a certain extent, is that his role? You need star power in every league, in every promotion. Mm-hmm. And it's up to that promoter or that commissioner to kind of manage him. So he does deserve credit to a certain extent. He just doesn't deserve credit for Michael Jordan's greatness.
And create marketing campaigns around those type personalities and talents, right?
Well, and I totally agree with that. The marketing and the making household names. I think Jordan was going to be a household name regardless, because Nike had a lot to do with that, with Spike Lee and the commercials, and that is really, because that exposed a lot of people that were casual basketball fans to, like, wow, what is this, right? And don't get it twisted, the shoes had so much to do with it, because if nothing else, you saw how much they cost. You saw people waiting in lines. Remember, there was like people, the news was like, oh my God, people are getting shot over these shoes. And it brought it to the public's awareness, good or in bad. You know, the old saying, there's no bad publicity. But it gave a level of exposure that didn't exist before. No one was getting shot over this Converse that Kevin McHale had.
Right.
That was his signature.
The weapons. That which you would never be able to use as a shoe name either. But Bird again, and Magic and McHale all had them.
But
Isaiah.
Again, Nike... who gets the credit? Is it Nike?
Well, that's why I brought it up.
Or is it the fact that Jordan is who he is?
You're right, and I agree with that. But here's the spinoff, Nick, to what you're talking about. I love this game. You know what David Stern did? He took his best players and he created a marketing campaign that benefited the entire sport. I love this game. And everybody remembers, I love this game. And all those commercials and those shirts. And to spin off of that, what was the show? Inside Stuff. Ahmad Rashad. Yep. Now suddenly you got a weekend show where everybody can get more. Before cable and satellite and all the social media, you got more NBA than you could get with just your local team, because you could see inside stuff. And they featured Jordan. Yep. And he took the top players and he turned it into, if you love them, then you love this game, then you should love the NBA. And that created kind of that hype machine.
So I think he deserves that credit. I mean, that's what his job as a commit. Look, you have to pray for some of these stars to come out, and he's not responsible for the guys like Magic and Bird and Jordan, but you needed them. You needed them. You know, Dana White needs every star he can get, and he basically needs a star to represent every division. That's why you have all these fighters now with two belts around, they're holding two championship belts, because they want that person that has that star power. You need it. Now it's up to you as a promoter or a commissioner to manage it. I think. For his time, David Stern did a pretty good job.
So, a fantastic job. And, I mean, to your point, he did an amazing job of marketing. And also, don't sleep on the fact that he modified the rules of the game to make it more offensive-friendly, which made it more fun to watch.
I'm going to give you one more when
you're done. So that had something to do with it. But at the end of the day, when it comes to marketing, you got to have stars to market. So, again, I'll still give the nudge to Michael Jordan, because without Michael Jordan, I'm loving it and all that is great. Or I love this, whatever. I'm loving it as McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Arches, NBA,
whatever. But, I mean, the point is if you don't have a global star like Michael Jordan, it's a lot harder to market.
So here's where I'm going.
Okay.
Globally, this is why Stern gets more credit than you're giving him, okay? He took the fact that because it started to become global, and he made it part of the TV deal, the merchandise deal, and he made it beneficial to all the owners. Sure, if you had Yao Ming, you felt like you should be the only one to benefit, but because he structured it to where the teams don't benefit individually, the whole league benefits, and they made a TV deal because of it that gets hundreds of millions of people to see those games, and then they started buying that merchandise, and it was spread out throughout the league. And the fact that the TV deals he made sure that they were reflective of the small market teams. And don't sell yourself short, too, on the rules that they still use today on max players getting maximum money only if they stay with the team they were drafted with to protect small market teams. It kept the league competitive.
True.
It kept more teams and fans interested. And that was just along those three things that I mentioned. Those were things that made the league so much more profitable.
All right, we got to go to break.
That's a good point.
I love this song, by the way. I don't play this song. Just to make fun of you.
I'm super surprised you love this
song.
This
is a really good song.
You like the song Blue.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
This is a very
Why would I be at all surprised that you like
I would listen
this
to this
What
in
is
my
the song
car?
Called?
Boom, 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 Let Me Hear You Say Wayo.
That's the title of it?
Well, that's what I put in when I searched
both songs,
it.
Honestly, both songs you could see the Muppets.
What's the name of the song?
You could see the Muppets doing both songs.
Let me find out.
I think, is it
the
called
Out
Boom,
Here
Boom?
Brothers? The Out Here Brothers released this in 1994.
Oh, they're out there, all right. Let me tell you something, Shirara Gugu. The fact of the matter is, both the songs, Blue and this one, you could see the Muppets singing
it's just
in
called,
the video.
It's called Boom, Boom, Boom.
Yeah, the Out Here Brothers.
They also sang the Don't Stop Wiggle Wiggle.
As opposed
totally
to Don't Stop
song.
Get It, Get It?
Yeah, I don't know. What is Don't Stop Wiggle Wiggle?
We need
to
go
to
break.
That at the break.
Can't
I
wait
like
for
how
that.
He jumped in. We gotta go to break. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and then you're all over it. That's fantastic.
Jerk.
Yeah, that request goes right out to AJ Hoffman and the rest of the Blitz as we continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects.
Creamsuckle.
ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this FEF Friday in the big city. John Wessling, our comedian of the week. Sarah Barshop, ESPN's Texans beat writer, joins us at 3:30. And in between, lots of fun conversation, dialogue, and ridiculously stupid nicknames. We were talking about David Stern before the break. We got into a little dialogue before that about the football game last night. I mean, pretty safe to say that the Ravens are the best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting because when you talk about it, I mean, everybody's so used to seeing New England and just penciling them into at least being the AFC representative in the Super Bowl. But best matchup this year that might be the most exciting, what, Ravens-Chiefs on the AFC side?
In the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, for the AFC championship. If you got two teams in the AFC, I would think the two teams that would probably give you the most entertaining game would be the Chiefs and the Ravens. Because the Patriots, we all know that their offense is in shambles. Mm-hmm. Their defense, which a couple weeks ago was being revered as one of the best in the league, has taken some hits. I just think that right now, if you're going to look at the two best teams in the AFC that you'd like to see square off, it seems like it would be the Chiefs seem to be getting healthier.
I think the quarterback matchup makes you, because it's the sexy, you know, young, dynamic quarterbacks versus, you know, Tom Brady versus Lamar Jackson, which we've seen already.
Did you see Brady's comments last night?
Yeah, about the foot race.
Yeah.
But he's got to wear rollerblades on grass.
Yeah, and do it on pay-per-view. Yeah.
I don't know that there is a good matchup. Because is the Chiefs defense going to be able to hold up against the Ravens?
Well, and that's
the thing is the Ravens are a complete football team. You hear all the time about complimentary football. That's exactly what they play. Special teams. I mean, they had a block punt they have a block field goal, right?
Yeah, but that's why I throw it out because
they play complimentary football. They're good on offense, they're good on defense. The other two teams in the Patriots and the Chiefs are only good at one side.
Right now, the Chiefs' defense has been getting better, but the reason why I threw it out is because people look at that first matchup between the Ravens and Patriots and say it was a blowout in favor of the Ravens. But if you look at it closely and you look at some of the plays that the referees calls and the things that could have gone either way and then a couple of turnovers here or there, that could have been a lot different, too.
That's a whole game, though, you just described. You're like, well, you know, if they're able to stop Lamar
same reason
Jackson,
why,
and
if you look at the Chiefs-Patriots game
calls,
last week,
and don't allow that many points, they probably win that game. That's the whole point. What?
Same reason why, if you look at the Chiefs-Patriots game last week, if they were able to challenge, they had a touchdown taken away, and then it completely unraveled from there. But that could have been a different result as well. So I'm saying, I think right now that the teams that we're talking about, it's the Ravens, the next two in line, because at one point we were talking about the Texans being possibly the second best team in the AFC, and then they completely crapped the bed.
You can't get rolled by Denver and consider yourself one of the better teams.
Forget about that. Before that, rolled by Denver, it was the game against the Ravens where they thought, well, this is where they're going to show up and at least give them a game, and it's going to be, just like you said, a quarterback matchup and the two teams that are vying to be the second best in the AFC to the Patriots, or the best, depending on how you look at it, and they didn't show up. So then fans were ticked off, and we said, well, what happens if they beat the Patriots? Will you jump back on? People were apprehensive, but going, yeah, I'm really happy that they did that. And then lo and behold, they completely unravel against the Broncos. And now you're like wondering what you have. And the whole league is wondering. Now, not only are they wondering where is the Texans on the hierarchy of the AFC, do they fit it, or do they fit in at all? Because if they lose this weekend, the schedule's still conducive to them winning the division. But man, when you talk about how quickly they've fallen, it's pretty scary.
It can be. Yeah, I still think if we're going back to the original, I would probably
AFC championship.
Yeah, I would probably think that Ravens Patriots. Okay. Just because the Chiefs are still their fourth worst in points allowed in the NFL, and I know that they looked good against the Raiders and the Chargers,
you could say they didn't look bad against the Patriots, but again, their offense has been
so they gave up what, 9 to the Raiders and 17 to the Chargers, but given the who they are. So I still think at the end of the day, it is Tom Brady, and you have to assume they're going to figure it out until they don't. And we've been saying this for years, right? It's like, well, it's at some point he's going to fall off. At some point the Patriots are going to suck, and they don't. So you have to assume they're going to figure this out.
And on top of that,
until we look up and they get bounced in the first round.
The other thing is, on top of that, regular season Patriots is one thing.
That's
true,
too.
But playoff Patriots with Bill Belichick having a chance to scheme for you and have
a
lot of time to game plan for you is a different story.
Yeah.
That's why you can make an argument for the Patriots basically any time. I would probably say Ravens and Chiefs, too, but if it's any team that could be a sneaky good matchup while they're not playing well, it's got to be the Patriots. If it's any team that's not doing well and all of a sudden can be a good matchup, the Patriots are a perfect explanation for that. Now, that's the reason why I think you can make the argument for the Patriots, is because you never know what this team is going to play like and what kind of momentum they're going to create in the playoffs.
And you're absolutely right, because once they came back from 28-3 or whatever it was in the Super Bowl, you just have to respect the fact that they are never out of it. Regardless of the situation. But again, when you give a genius mind like Bill Belichick, especially defensively,
a second opportunity at Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and you've already game planned for him once. You know what worked, what didn't. And then you always want to take away what they do best. That you best believe they're going to do. They would load the box. They would make sure that he couldn't run and that Ingram couldn't run, and then say, beat us with the pass. Show me you're as accurate as you have said that people have said you've gotten to be.
I'm a little surprised that the Patriots, there's been rumors about Antonio Brown and what they're going to do. And as bad as this offense has been, I'm a little surprised that they came out and said, no, we're not bringing him back.
You see the numbers? 20 teams, they said, have inquired about, because they need to know. The big caveat there is you could be interested in signing him right now and trying to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
But unless the league rules on the fact that they're either going to suspend him or they're not, and while he's not on a team, they can't do anything. And, of course, he's still out there tweeting things that are just pissing everybody at the league office off.
Oh, yeah.
But, until he signs with a team, they don't know. So what good would it be if said team goes out and says, I'm signing Antonio Brown, he's really going to help us on a playoff push, and then Roger Goodell's office says, oh, by the way, because of all of his antics early in the year, he's done for the year.
Yeah, that would you do have to get it cleared. So there was a story that came out where Patriots are planning to get N'Keal Harry more involved in the offense, a guy that they really haven't been using.
First-round draft pick.
Yeah. So maybe they're just like, oh, well, because, you had Sanu, you have Edelman on that team, but they don't seem to, they're just not clicking with Brady.
He was the guy that, the pylon. He was the guy that got in on the pylon they waved the touchdown off on. But, hurt during the early portion of the year, mm-hmm. so Brady didn't have a lot of confidence in him. But now when Brady's gone to him, unlike most everybody else on his squad not named Julian Edelman, when Brady throws to him, they drop it. So at least with N'Keal Harry, he's had some positive results where Brady might look his way a little bit more.
Yeah, he's had 10 targets all year. He's caught 5 of them.
Oh, that's 50% in my book.
You kind of want a little more than that.
I get it. But, you know, early too, especially when you come in after the season's been going for several weeks because you've been hurt, you know, it's also a little bit more difficult. And please don't sell short how big of an absence Rob Gronkowski is to that offense and having a tight end. Because it's on the Patriots
as well. That's a
good
point.
When Gronk leaves, it's really one thing to say that's a big loss. But then when you don't bring anybody of any substance in to replace him, now that's a whole portion of your playbook that goes away too, in which tight end in motion and tight end, you know, across the middle and little dink and dunk plays that ended up to be big chunk plays for the Patriots is completely washed out of your playbook and your planning because you don't have anybody to even come close to filling his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great point.
So
as it, you can't lose a guy like Gronk who was everything.
And no, not I replace mean, him.
Right. And not even not even come close to replacing him.
Right. All right, so that's hour number one of the show. We still got 2 hours to go. Lots more to get to. And again, Sarah Barshop at 3:30 to talk Texans. If you guys have questions, we'll try and get answered for you. She previews Texans-Titans this weekend.
I think I have something in the next segment that's going to upset you.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
It's about quarterbacks and your beloved
Aaron Rodgers. I'm not like you think I am, but okay. All right, that can't wait for that, though. A little Cream City Cheese to start hour number two. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.